girls of the West are here. Girl of the West, Kayla Summers, is here. Hello, Kayla.
Hi.
And aide to Girl of the West, Michaela Carrico, is here. Hello, Michaela.
Hi.
So tomorrow is the big street breakfast. This is such a fun event.
Yes, we're so excited. So we cannot wait to see all of you downtown. First thing in the morning, 5:30 to 9 a.m., Pikes Peak and Tejon, as always. We'll have hay bales lining the streets and plenty of music. We're going to have Flying W Wranglers as well as Exit West. And we're going to have so much going on for the kiddos. And, of course, our $5 breakfast served by our active duty volunteers of the military.
And this is such a fun event because the Range Riders, they ride off, right? And this helps kick off the entire rodeo season.
It does. We are so excited to get started. We'll see almost 200 head of horses headed out of downtown Colorado Springs. It's a real sight to see. Of course, everyone's wondering what's going on, and we're kicking off the Pikes Peak Bus Rodeo as the Pikes Peak Range Riders head out for their annual five-day ride.
And some of the proceeds go to help military members in our community.
Yes, of course. So since 1946, all of our proceeds have gone back to our local military and their families, which is so great. Our rodeo really just comes together to support our local military and honor them all 4 days of the rodeo, including the five performances.
And this is such a fun breakfast tomorrow. Really, breakfast is not expensive at all. It's, what, $5, and you get some very yummy food.
Yes, ma'am. It is $5. And I mean, the eggs and pancakes are wonderful. You bring your kids. Lots of fun for the whole family, so definitely please come out and join us.
If you're new to the area, this is a must-do event. You got to put it on your list. It's very unique. It's very Colorado Springs.
Yes, it is. There's honestly no better way to get acquainted with not only Colorado Springs, but also Colorado with a good old Pikes Peak Bus Rodeo, which again is going to be held at the Norris Penrose Event Center July 10th through the 13th this year.
And you guys, tell us really quick the history of the Girls of the West. A lot of folks don't know the history, but it's been here in our area for a very long time.
Yes, definitely. So the Girls of the West have been around actually since before the rodeo, so since 1922, with Dawn Norris being our first Girl of the West. We used to actually be chosen by, it was kind of like a popularity contest almost, and we would get pennies in a jar. But it's actually developed so greatly over the years. Corliss Palmer, our director, has put a lot of time and effort into making us who we are today, which is two Cowgirl Western Rodeo Ambassadors for the Pikes Peak Bus Rodeo. We'll actually be having our next competition during the rodeo, July 12th, which is a Friday. So if you're interested in being the next Aide to Girl of the West here with Michaela Carrico next year, definitely get your application in. PikesPeakerBus.org. You can find all of our information, not only for our rodeo, but our Girls of the West as well, including all of our previous Girls of the West.
And you know what, girls, I have to say, I love the outfits every year, and Corliss, these are beautiful. But this year's, I love them. They're spectacular. Very obviously the American flag. They're incredible.
Thank you. Yes, we do like to support our local military at any time of the day, every day, just because they do so much for our community, and we have such great ties with the Pikes Peak Bus Rodeo and our military.
So where can folks see you guys leading up to the rodeo this year?
So tomorrow we'll be at the street breakfast, and then you can see us around town. If you see a pink Perkins Dodge Ram truck, that is us. So make sure to wave to us. We love to say hi, but we will definitely be at the street breakfast. So make sure to stop by and get an autograph from us.
And Mike, actually, you're going to be at Fan Fest on Friday the 28th, and you guys will be at Fan Fest as well.
Yes, we will. Any community event to get the rodeo kicked off, we're just so excited. You can actually find our full extensive schedule on PikesPeakerBus.org under the Girls of the West tab.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do right now. This is very exciting. You guys, thank you so much. We've got a family four-pack of tokens for tomorrow's street breakfast. And, of course, they're $5 tokens. So give us a call right now if you'd like to go to the street breakfast. 473-1240 is the phone number. That's 473-1240. Okay, we'll let you guys pick which caller. Let's not get crazy. Don't do, like, caller 76.
Yeah.
Or, you know, anything like that. So which caller would you like to be? Let's keep it between, what, 1 and 10. Is that good?
All right, we'll go with caller number 9 because it's our 79th Pikes Peak Bus Rodeo.
There you go. Caller number 9. 473-1240 is the phone number, and you pick up this four pack.
And you do need to be able to pick those up today.
Yeah, pick them up today so you can go to the street breakfast tomorrow morning. Caller 9, 473-1240. You guys, thank you. Kayla, Michaela, thank you so much. And we're looking forward to seeing you around the area, getting ready for the rodeo. And thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We love having you guys as a sponsor of the Pikes Peak Bus Rodeo. And we can't wait to kick off Rodeo Week with you guys as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much. It is now approaching 7:42 at KRDO's Morning News.